Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. So, with the blessings of the Vaishnavas, I'd like to say something about today's very, very auspicious day. This holy appearance day of Srimati Radharani. And we're going to read from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from the Adilila, chapter 4, the confidential reasons for the Lord's appearance. Text 83. I read it myself, or if you have your smartphones with you, you can read along. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Para Devata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Samohini Para. Translation and purport, very short purport. The transcendental goddess Srimati Radharani is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all the goddesses of fortune. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. She is the primeval internal potency of the Lord. Purport. This text is from the Brihad Gautamiya Tantra. Oma Gyanan Timirandasya Gyanan Gyana Shalakaya Chaksurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Sri Chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham shri guru sijuta padakamalam shri gurum vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visavano Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanang pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This morning, there is a comment that I received from one of our devotees here. He says, Maharaj, we're not supposed to say Jai Sri Radhe. Why are you doing this? Because the GBC says we're not supposed to do this. I told him that in Vrindavan, it's unavoidable. We are in Vrindavan. It's not possible. Yes. Because according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, it is not possible to understand Radha and Krishna, especially Radharani. We can understand up to a certain extent Lord Krishna, he is Swayam Bhagavan. Srimati Radharani is Bhagavati. She is the embodiment of Mahabhav. Mahabhav is the topmost expression of loving sentiment towards the Supreme Lord. For the common man, it is not possible. It's like, I used to fly Air India, and I've seen in Air India there is a picture of everywhere, Radha and Krishna, and the gopis doing rasa dance. So for the mundaners, they misunderstood this personalities. There are two personalities in one, because Krishna is the source of everyone, janmadi asayataha. But then, for his pleasure, he expanded himself unlimitedly. When Prabhupada was in Mumbai, there was these very, very wealthy people, the Birlas. They were the richest people in India that time. Maybe now is different, Ambanis or something, right? So they somehow agreed to have a program at their place, and the devotees asked what topic you want to talk about. Srila Prabhupada will be happy to do it. And Mrs. Birla says, how to be successful in life. So they told Prabhupada, the disciples, this is the topic that they chose for you to speak. And Srila Prabhupada, when he gave the class, he says, if you want to become successful in life, then you have to be on the transcendental platform. Those conditioned souls who are under the molds of material nature is not possible, because they are under the jurisdiction of Durga Devi. Durga Devi, her function is to keep the conditioned souls in bewilderment and to not let them get out of this material world, to put them in illusion, and it's like a prison house. But if you want to become successful in life, you have to take shelter on the internal potency of the Supreme Lord, the Hladini Shakti, the pleasure-giving potency, Shrimati Radharani. Radha and Krishna, they're the same personality in two. Radharani, she is the personified pleasure potency of the Hladini Shakti. So if Krishna wants to enjoy, he does not enjoy outside of himself. He enjoys that expansion from himself. For the conditioned souls like us, we want to enjoy outside of ourselves. And that's how we come into trouble. The Jiva Shakti, if we want to enjoy, we are spiritual in nature. Therefore, we should also try to enjoy and connect with the internal potency headed by Shrimati Radharani. So everyone is trying to get the mercy of Radharani here in Vrindavan. Even though Krishna is the Supreme, how is it that here in Vrindavan, everyone is saying, Jai Radhe! Why? Somehow that devotee who used to write Sri Radhe, you've seen the trees all over Vrindavan, all the walls. There is this that one devotee who's keep on writing this. Is every day you've seen him at Parikrama Marg saying Sri Radhe. Even the trees, they're also chanting Sri Radhe in Vrindavan. So why is that? Because to please Krishna, we need to get the mercy of Shrimati Radharani. Our goal is to serve the Supreme Lord. But we cannot do it directly. We have to go through His representatives. And the topmost representative, or the one who gives bhakti, because he's also personified bhakti, is Shrimati Radharani. Prabhupada gave an example that you cannot separate the two, Radha and Krishna. Without Radha, there is no Krishna. And without Krishna, there is no Radha. Prabhupada gave an example, just like the sunshine. Sunshine, when we see early in the morning, it is understood that the sun is there. We cannot separate the two. Or heat and light from the fire. You cannot separate that. That is the nature of fire. Heat and light. Energy. Shaktiman. The source of all energies is Krishna. Parasya Shaktir Bibidhai Basuyate Sobabiki Bala Kriyaja Jnana Bala Kriyacha. There are three main energies of the Supreme Lord. Even though His energy is unlimited, there is Bahiranga Shakti, the material energy, Antaranga Shakti, the internal energy, and Tatasya Shakti, the Jivas. So, in order to get the mercy of Lord Krishna, which is our goal, we need the mercy of Shrimati Radharani. And how do you get the mercy of Shrimati Radharani? You need to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada established this Krishna Balaram Mandir in order to establish and tell the whole world that Krishna and Balaram is none different than Gornitai. Now to get the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you need to get the mercy of Nityananda. Doyal Nitai. It's like I was in Moscow recently. The name of their deities is Doyal Nitai Sachi Sutta. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he discriminates. But Lord Nityananda, no discrimination. Actually, he will run after those who is trying to avoid Krishna. Lord Nityananda is the Adi Guru. He is the original Guru, none different than Lord Balaram. And then to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you need the mercy of the six Goswamis. To get the mercy of the six Goswamis, you need to get the mercy of Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. One time when this temple was being built, there is one devotee. He complained to Prabhupada. He says, I want to give this up. I cannot take it anymore. These Brijabasis, they're talking too much while they work. They're cheating us. Prabhupada says, no. Continue what you're doing. This is your bhajan. To please Guru. And the complaints or the cheating of this that you are always talking, this is your mantra. You have to stick to your service to please Guru. Without pleasing Guru, we cannot please Gornitai, we cannot please Srimati Radharani, and we cannot please Lord Krishna. So Srimati Radharani is not an ordinary girl. Eternally, she is 14 years old, 15 months and 2 days. Some I've read, she is eternally 15 years old, some, but different acharyas saying this way. She never goes old, her beauty is always fresh, and she is the only one who can control Krishna. Krishna controls everybody. How can you control who controls everyone? Does it make sense? He's the controller of everyone. All the three worlds, material and spiritual. She is the only one who is always thinking of Krishna to the highest degree. This is one of her qualities. Antaha Krishna. The purpose of human form of life is to always think of Krishna 24 hours a day. And no one thinks of Krishna better or higher than Srimati Radharani. But she's always humble. She's always shy. This is one. According to the Acharya, she has 26 main qualities that makes Krishna under her control. Even though she doesn't want to be in the control, because she is also the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindavanishwari, Brindarani, queen of Vrindavan. Everyone is trying to take shelter. This is our goal, to take shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. In our Vaishnav theology, the lotus feet is very, very special. Very, very special. Great personalities, even in human platform, what to say of the Supreme Lord and His eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, they have markings in their bodies that makes them be distinguished from a normal person. Srimati Radharani, her lotus feet is the shelter of Lord Krishna. You have seen that picture? Huh? You've seen the picture of Krishna holding Srimati Radharani's lotus feet? Srimati Radharani's lotus feet has 19 markings. Some of them are present in Lord Krishna's lotus feet, some are not. Like fish. What is a fish has to do with the lotus feet? Have you ever thought about that? Of course, most of us, when we have darshan of the Supreme Lord, we go directly on the face of the Supreme Lord. The body of the Supreme Lord and His associates, parts of their bodies are compared to lotus. Prabhupada says, lotus is the last most beautiful thing that you'll ever have darshan in this world. Especially the blue lotus. And you have to go to the Himalayas to find this, if you're lucky enough. Srimati Radharani's lotus feet is like this. So the fish, it says, the fish is like going here and there. And it's very difficult to capture. So when we meditate on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, it is only by our devotion, our bhakti, that we'll be able to capture Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. Lord Krishna also has a fish in his lotus feet. If you have not noticed, because I'm sure many of you just want to see immediately the lotus face of Srimati Radharani, I'm going to tell you now that Srimati Radharani's lotus feet can be visible if you're lucky enough, if you look close enough. Today, and another day, Gopastami. Now, there is another GBC resolution that we're not supposed to show Radharani's lotus feet. Unless you are a pujari, then you can have darshan of them every day. But for general public, we don't show this. This is very, very confidential. It's like no one sees the wife naked, only the husband. We can have darshan of Lord Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna Balaram, Gornitai, but Radharani, no, it's very special. There is also a goad, you know, the one that they use for controlling the elephant, Radharani's lotus feet. Because the meaning of this is that may my mind and my heart be controlled by you. So everyone would like to see the lotus feet, but then I chose this topic today because, you know, we were always focusing lotus feet, especially today. They want to have darshan of Radharani's lotus feet. But we have been doing this in Vrindavan for the last 40 years. So if you want to have darshan of Radharani's lotus feet, it's only up to 1 o'clock. This afternoon, and maybe in some time during the day also. We're not going to say when is that. Yeah, there is a goad to control our mind, to control our love and devotion only dedicated to Lord Krishna and to Srimati Radharani. Even though she is the topmost devotee of the Supreme Lord, she thinks that she does not have any devotion. Her humility is so great that it also captures Lord Krishna. This is the mood. If we want to capture Lord Krishna within our heart, we also have to be humble. The tendency in the material world is, you know, one wants to become proud. proud of his wealth, proud of his experience, his knowledge. Even though Srimati Radharani is the topmost, but her humility is so deep that she thinks herself not a devotee. Everyone is a devotee except myself. This is Radharani's mood. Do we think like that? No, we want to compete. Hey, I'm a better devotee than you. Oh, you're making advancement? I'm going to pull you down. I want to be in the top. No. See, the more, it's like Radharani's associates, the gopis, the sakis, the more it remotely goes farther and farther, the humility is so much. The gopis, the sakis, Lalita Visakha, they're always pushing Radharani towards Krishna. They don't go in the front. Now the Manjaris, the younger gopis, this is their service also, to make arrangements and push. Everyone is closer to Krishna. So we should be in that mood as well, trying to take care of the devotees. Give them all the facilities to do service for Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani. The more we do that, the more we will be recognized. And this is the secret of success. We want to be recognized by Krishna, not by going so close to have darshan. You can be right there at the back. And Krishna and Radharani can see you. If without duplicity, without pretension, with full humility, that one is sincerely trying to serve the servant of the servant of the servant, Gopi Bartur Padakamalayur Dasa 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 Anudas. This is the opposite of the material world. Everyone wants to become numero uno. Number one. No. In bhakti, you can be in the last, but Krishna will see you the most. See? And Srimati Radharani is like that. It says that there are 3 billion gopis. Oh, this is just the number it was given to tell us that practically it is unlimited. Out of 3 billion gopis, 16,000 is the most closest to Krishna. And then it became 108. And then it became 64. Then it became 16. Then it became 8. Then it became 4. Then it became 2. Chandrabari and Srimati Radharani. And then ultimately Radharani. But Chandrabali and all of these gopis, they're all expansions of Srimati Radharani. Goloka Vrindavan is divided into 3 parts. Mathura, Vrindavan, and Dwarka. So the goddesses of fortune, these are also expansions of Srimati Radharani in Dwarka. In Vrindavan, everyone wants to serve Krishna. In Dwarka, some of them, the consorts of Lord Krishna, wants to enjoy Krishna. This is the mood. Krishna expanded himself, Vasudev Krishna in Dwarka, and Srimati Radharani also expanded herself into this 16,108 wives to serve and also at the same time enjoy Krishna. In Vrindavan, no one wants to enjoy Krishna. Everybody wants to serve Krishna. And Srimati Radharani, that's why her name is Radha. She who can please Krishna the most by her service. By her loving sentiment, Krishna becomes under control. In Dwarka, some of them want to enjoy Krishna. They will ask, one queen will say, "Oh, get me the Parijata flower in the heavenly planets, King Indra's garden." And Krishna will do this. Says that Krishna may sometimes look like a henpeck in Dwarka. Further, Krishna's eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, expanded herself. Yes, as Lakshmi, unlimited in Vaikuntha planets, with awe and reverence. Even Lakshmi, with her mood, she cannot enter Vrindavan. She has to be taught by Purnamasi and by other gopis how to act, so at least she can have darshan of Lord Krishna. And then further, we mentioned this already, Durga Devi also, she's an expansion of Srimati Radharani, how to control this material world under her supervision. So, actually, the Maha Mantra is a prayer to Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada says that, right? Oh, energy of the Supreme Lord, Srimati Radharani. Hare is the invocative for Hara or Radha. She is the potency of the Supreme Lord, whom when we ask to serve Krishna. O energy of the Supreme Lord, please engage me in the service of your Krishna. And Prabhupada says, she is the only one who can claim this. Your Krishna. Sometimes we say, oh my God. That is like a common, oh my God. No. We don't own Krishna. Krishna owns us. Because we all came from Krishna. But Srimati Radharani, she will say, my Krishna. Just like the Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of Lord Krishna. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Srila Rupa Goswami is the literary incarnation of Srimati Radharani. She is more glorified than Krishna in the nectar of devotion, because bhakti, rasamrita sindhu, nectar, Prabhupada translated it into English, nectar of devotion, bhakti. If we want to become successful in bhakti, we need the mercy of Srimati Radharani, who is the personified bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada, because it's very difficult, actually, it's easy to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but to maintain chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is very difficult. To say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it's easy. But to maintain, keep on chanting, that is the difficulty. Because our mind goes all over the universe. So many material desires for fame, woman, money, prestige. Prabhupada gave an example, a story of a genie. Actually, Prabhupada says, There is not possible to control the mind. It's not possible. Only when you think of Krishna, it is possible. So Prabhupada gave a story about genie. Now this genie, you know, in this magic lamp, was found by a devotee. And the devotee started to, you know, clean. Then the genie came out. You've heard this story, you know, genie in the magic lamp came out. And then the genie says, whatever you want, I will do. Whatever you want, I will do. Provided that you don't stop. Because if you stop, I will kill you. Whatever you want, I will do. But never let me stop because you're going to be in trouble. So the devotee says, okay, clean my living room. The genie went, clean the living room. Clean my kitchen, wash my pots. Okay, the genie went to do it also. Clean my basement. The genie went to the basement, cleaned the whole thing. Now the whole house is so spanking clean. Now he's thinking, what am I going to do now? Because if I stop him by doing something, I'm in trouble. He says, oh yes, I have a lot of trees. Palm trees in my garden. So he told the genie, you go to one of these trees, you climb up, and as soon as you reach the top, you come down again, and then you go to the next tree. And then when you finish that, you go to the next tree, and then when you finish the whole garden, you start again on the first tree. So in this way, the genie has something to do all the time. Up and down, up and down, up and down. So Prabhupada says, similarly, don't keep yourself with no activities. Always engage yourself in serving the Supreme Lord. And if you have any time, chant Hare Krishna. Be engaged in the internal potency of the Supreme Lord. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna, but he came. Lord Krishna came in the mood of Srimati Radharani 500 years ago to teach us how to become a devotee. He was not able to understand himself fully. What is it that I have that I become attracted to Radha? What is this loving sentiment that made me so much happy when I'm with Radharani? What is this loving sentiment? How to understand this? That's why he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of the topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani, same complexion, golden complexion. And in order to understand this, he propagated the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So it is by chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra we'll be able to understand Radha and Krishna. In the Maha Mantra, the whole spiritual world is contained in everything. It's like Prabhupada says, in Krishna Balaram Mandir, everything is here. You have Gornitai, Krishna Balaram, Radhesham. You don't have to get out of the four walls of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Of course, we can visit different Leela Stalis, different pastimes of the Supreme Lord being performed. Even today, 5,000 years ago, Lord Krishna was here. But Lord Krishna is still present along with Srimati Radharani and their eternal associates, even now and performing these pastimes. And only those who are pure-hearted in their hearts, they can see Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani still continuing their pastimes. So today is a very auspicious day for the Gaudiyas. One who worships Lord Vishnu is a Vaishnava, Vaishnavite. One who worships Lord Krishna is Krishnaite. It's like Prabhupada one time, he visited a temple. I think it was in a golden temple in Amritsar. So there is a book there, you know, the guests. And then he says, he wrote his name, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. And then when he says religion, he says Krishnaite, Krishnaite. Those who worship Radha Krishna, especially Radharani, because according to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the topmost in worshiping Lord Krishna are the Brajavasis, those who are residents of Vrindavan. And amongst them, the topmost are the gopis, and amongst the topmost amongst the gopis is Srimati Radharani. So those who worship Radha Krishna, especially Radharani, to get the mercy of Radharani so that we can please Lord Krishna. Yeah, whenever you say Jai Radhe or Radhe Shyam, when you say Jai Radhe, then you please Krishna. Just like in Navadvip, Shidam Mayapur, they don't say mostly Gauranga, but if you go to the villages, what do you hear? Gauranga. No. Jai Nitai! Why? To get the mercy of Lord Gauranga. So, yes. Because we are followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It says in the Shastra, some say that, where is it that says we should worship Radharani? But in some Puranas, it is there. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, chapter 38, Arajate, this Radha is there. It's hidden. Why? Because the Acharya says, if Sukadev Goswami, who is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani's parrot, will say Radha, he is fearful to say Radha directly. Actually, no gopi's name was mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if he somehow utter the name of Radha, he may fall into trance. And therefore, the curse, 7 days curse to Parikshit Maharaj, the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam will not be able to be finished. So, yes, we are followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who clearly says that yes, we should worship the topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. And we do that every day, especially when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So today is a very auspicious day to get the mercy and blessings of Srimati Radharani, just like every day the father of Srila Prabhupada, Gaur Mohande, he will invite many, many sadhus to get the blessings, to get their blessings and have his son Abai Charan get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So today is the best day to do that. But in order to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord's eternal consort, Srimati Radharani, and Lord Krishna himself, we have to qualify. First, deserve, then desire. It is not just, yes, I want to have darshan of the Supreme Lord, but then we don't act accordingly. Then we don't get the mercy. We will not get that mercy 100%. So, thank you very much for your kind attention. There is so many things to be said about this tattva, Radha tattva. And now that you've heard tattva, it'll be a little easier for us to relish Leela, Radha Krishna Leela. Prabhupada says one should read Bhagavad Gita first, Krishna tattva. Then you can understand rasa, leelas from the right source or other pastimes of the Supreme Lord in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna.